Hello, I'm Razor of the 1450 KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Isabel Murison of Lincoln High School. So, got a couple questions for you. First of all, before any of that, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Question one. I just want to know, it's a general question. How does it feel to be the Rose Festival Princess for your school?
It's really exciting. I've wanted to do this ever since I was a little kid. So it's just a really exciting experience and feels almost surreal since I've been wanting it for so long and now I finally have it.
Yes, that sounds like such a, I love it. Sounds like a dream come true almost.
Definitely. It definitely is,
How does it feel to represent your school?
It's such an honor. I'm really excited to be doing it. I'm in student government at school, so I already do a lot of representation within my school, but it's just such an honor to be able to represent Lincoln on a wider scale, more statewide and citywide scale.
Sounds like fun. Another question. Why did you want to become a Rose Festival princess?
I'm someone who really likes to get involved in my community. I've always been very social, very outgoing. So any opportunity I've had to be a part of my community and fight for the things I believe in and make a change, I've always taken advantage of. So yeah.
That sounds awesome. Glad to have you as Rose Festival Princess here. What was your community's reactions to your selection, such as friends, family, classmates?
I didn't really tell all my friends about my announcement day. A lot of my friends just knew that it was happening if they saw it on like the Tribery app. But yeah, so I didn't really tell a lot of my friends. So when they did find out about it, they're all like, "What? Like, you didn't tell us that you were having your announcement day?" But yeah, I did it just because I kind of wanted it to be a surprise for if I won. I wanted people to be surprised about it. But it was really, yeah, it was really funny. A lot of my friends just saw me on their TV, on the news. One of my friends was at the gym and she just like looked up and just saw me on the TV. So it was really funny. I was getting a lot of pictures of me on people's TVs sent to me on Snapchat and stuff. That's but yeah, so and my funny. Family was really excited. We have some family friends and some relatives who were Rose Princesses in the past.
Oh.
So they were all really excited for me. And yeah.
That sounds like so much fun. Why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
Being a Rose Festival Princess is important to me because, again, like being able to represent my school, and because I've been in student government for so long, I'm the Associated Student Body Co-President of Lincoln this year. And because I've been in student government for all 4 years, I've been able to get the needs of students and know the needs of students and get to know a lot of the students at Lincoln and create really tight bonds with them. So just being able to just represent them and at like a bigger scale is just, yeah, it's really important to me.
Awesome. What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do what you're doing?
I've said this a few times, but I think student government definitely. But yeah, just being able to be such a big part of my community. And I think, yeah, I'm also, my family's Romanian, so I'm also really involved in the Romanian community in Portland. So I think just that community, growing up learning how to interact with others and just be a part of such a big community, I think that has really set me up well for something like this.
That sounds awesome, actually. Thank you. What are some of your hobbies that you love inside and outside of school?
Outside of school, I love to read. I'm a pretty big bookworm and I love creative writing. I'm in a creative writing class at my school this year. And while I have always loved creative writing, I haven't always felt like I had the time to do it. So now that I have this class, it's made it a lot easier for me to do it. And it's just been a really good opportunity. I really like writing essays, short stories, poetry sometimes, but yeah, that's one thing I really love. I also love art. I love painting. I love listening to music. I'm very into fashion. I've always been very into fashion, so shopping is definitely up there as a hobby for me, and just putting together outfits, spending time. I have a really big family, so spending time with my cousins and my family is really important, and my friends, of course. And inside of school, should I talk about what I do inside of school? Okay. Inside of school, I'm involved in a lot of different things, like leadership things. I'm in the Mental Health Awareness Club at my school, which has been a really fun experience. One of my best friends is the president of that club, so that's been really fun. And I'm also a president of a student club that we have at Lincoln called LINK, which is basically just education around the impacts of substance abuse, as well as like harm reduction around substance abuse. And yeah, I'm also an online English tutor for students living in Ukraine through an organization called Engine. And that has just been an incredible experience. I've only been doing it for a few months now, but it's been an incredible experience, and I've loved every second of it.
You're doing great work. Oh my goodness. That's awesome.
You.
Quick additional question to what you had said. You said you like music. So what would you say your favorite like genre of music is, or maybe even a band?
I feel like everyone always says this, but I really listen to everything. Since my parents are Romanian, I grew up listening to a lot of like international music and just all types of music. So music has always been something I've really valued. I think my top artists are probably Lauryn Hill and Erykah Badu,
Awesome.
and A Tribe Called Quest. So yeah, I think my top genres are probably old rap, rock, like classic rock, and R&B, and really anything. I just in jazz, I just love music. But yeah.
Awesome. I saw in your bio you collect vinyls. I was wondering what's your favorite vinyl you have?
My favorite vinyl, I think it's probably Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd, or Mad Villainy by MF Doom.
Oh,
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Love that. Back to the questions. What are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future, I'm wanting to either go into a career in either journalism or law. So right now my plans are just to go to a 4-year university, major in political science, and eventually get my graduates in either law or journalism.
Awesome. Sounds like you got such a plan. Here we are now with more fun questions. Do you use social media? If so, what's your favorite social media site and why?
I definitely do use social media, probably a little bit too much. But I think that my favorite social media site, I feel like the one I use the most is Snapchat, just because that's how I communicate with pretty much like everyone in my age group, all my friends. But I think my favorite is probably Instagram.
Yeah.
And just because, I don't know, I like constructing my Instagram feed and making it look
Yeah.
aesthetic and whatnot. So yeah.
Yeah, it always knows like what you're into. It's like, oh yeah, here you go. Here's more feed about
Yeah.
it. Here's a really good one. It's a little silly. Everyone has a secret superpower. We want to know what's your secret superpower and why?
By secret superpower, do you mean like a superpower that I would like want to have, or is it more like a quality of mine that I view as like a superpower?
You know what? How about we do both? Just a one
Okay.
that you wish you had and a quality that makes you super.
One that I wish I had, I think I wish that I had the ability to fly. I don't know why. I've just, ever since I was a kid, I always have dreams where I'm like flying. So ever since I was a kid, like I've just wanted to fly. So either the ability to fly or telekinesis, being able to like move things around with my mind, I think that'd be pretty cool. And then a quality of mine that I guess would be deemed as a superpower. just that I'm a people person, maybe. I don't know. I think I just know how to interact with people, and I really enjoy being around people and talking with people. So I think that's my superpower.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. Mm-hmm. I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess Isabel Murison from Lincoln High School. I'm Razor reporting for AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.